This morning, I'd like to introduce you to a very special young lady. Her name is Melina Meletakos. Melina, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. What a life story you have. amazing parts of it, and we're going to try and get as many parts of it as possible. I just, this is Good Morning Angels.
Yeah.
You are no stranger to Good Morning Angels.
No.
Because you wrote to us a number of years ago about someone else.
Yes. So in 2010, our helper, her home burnt down.
Elsa, is it?
Elsie.
Yeah. Elsie.
Yes. Elsie Maluleka. Yes. Her home burnt down in Hammond's Kraal, and she tragically lost two of her children as well. And yeah, we reached out to Good Morning Angels, and now we are here as well.
It's amazing how our life changes,
exactly.
I guess. At the time with Elsie, I believe we could do something. We did do something.
It was to assist her to just get everything back
on track.
On track as far as you can. I mean, you lose two children.
You know,
nobody can bring that back. But we just try to make it a little bit easier on the home side.
So well done for reaching out. and thank you for doing that. How is Elsie?
She's well. I mean, considering the circumstances, we often talk about her two kids that she lost, but she's okay, I think. Yeah.
The trauma around your family, of course, it's not just about Elsie.
No.
I know that there was, is there something about your brother that happened many years ago as well? And
yes,
it's also
exactly.
challenging.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
My brother had an accident, a good 20 years ago, which I guess, yes, we're still dealing with the repercussions of that. Yeah.
You're still dependent on the family.
Absolutely, yes.
Completely dependent.
Yes, I mean, especially financially dependent, yes.
Yeah. And then you went to Japan.
Yes, so about 3 or 4 years ago, I got this incredible opportunity to go teach English in Tokyo. And I grabbed it with both arms and I went. But I quickly realized that it's not the place I wanted to be forever. And I decided to move back permanently last year in February.
But then you got some news.
Yes. So I have been suffering from migraines for quite a few years. They're quite severe. There's a pre-aura or an aura phase where your vision goes very shadowy and I'm very sensitive to light. And I recognized that and I kind of just kept an eye on it. But it was getting worse. And at the same time, I was developing pulsatile tinnitus in my left ear, which is basically I can hear my heart beating in my ear constantly. And just something told me that the combination of these two things is not a coincidence. And so I went to the optometrist because I thought it was something with my vision. My vision was fine, still is, but the optometrist found that I have a swollen optic nerve, and I was immediately referred to an ophthalmologist, an eye specialist, who immediately referred me for an MRI, which revealed that I have a brain tumor, which was causing all these symptoms. It's a fairly large brain tumor. It's already 6.5 centimeters long.
Sure. And the treatment for that?
Right. So I have been to a few doctors so far and they all agree because of my age, I need to have it removed.
Sure.
I cannot. This usually presents in someone much older, but because of my age, it's not a good idea to leave it and monitor it.
It's a very intricate surgery.
Exactly.
Operation.
Yes.
Right.
So,
needs to be done by the right surgeon.
Exactly.
In the right circumstances.
Yes.
The upside is that it can be treated and it can be operated on and it can be removed.
Yes, so I am so thankful that it's not cancerous. It is not.
Okay.
It is growing, but it's not cancerous. And that is, I think, like the most positive thing out of all of this.
How did your family take it?
Oh, I mean, you can imagine.
Who took it to the worst?
Oh, my mother.
Is it?
For sure, yeah. She's been with me every step of the way, of course. And I remember in the ophthalmologist's room when he told me, you know, you have a brain tumor, I went quiet. I was just shocked. But my mom, I just remember hearing, what? But she has been like such a pillar of strength. And I don't think I would have actually managed to be sitting right here today if it weren't for her. because she has really held up for me, and I appreciate it so much.
Now, am I right in saying if you spent some time in Tokyo?
Yeah.
That would mean that you possibly did not have a medical aid here.
That's exactly true. So when I was living in Tokyo, I was on a compulsory national health insurance.
For Tokyo.
Yes. But since I moved back, I've been freelancing. And if anyone who is a freelancer knows, it's like your income is not constant. And you kind of have to prioritize. And I kept putting it off. I knew I need to get a medical aid. Even my mom kept saying to me, you need to get a medical aid. You need to get one. But I thought, well, I'm 28 years old. What am I ever going, I've got enough money that if I've got the flu, I can go to the doctor, you know? What is the worst that could possibly go wrong?
That's it.
Yeah.
But to be fair, though, you got the diagnosis in 2019, around about when?
Early December.
You got the diagnosis early December, and you've only been back since February. So knowing how medical aids work, even if you've gotten medical aid, around about that time, it may have not...
worked anyway, right?
Yeah. Worked anyway. Okay, now for the big question.
Yes.
How much does this kind of surgery cost?
It will start at R500,000. If there are complications, and because of the size and the position, it's going to shoot up.
At least 500,000 rand to get going, and you need to get going soon.
Yes.
What are they needing from you now? How does it work? You're out of medical aid. It's a lot of cash that I'm guessing your family...
does not have on hand, no.
Your dad, no. Mom...
I don't have the money to do this. And that is why I had to really humble myself and ask for help. I have to also mention that I am extremely privileged in all of this, that I can put my problem out there. And there are so many people who have come to the party.
So what have you been able to get together so far when you say that people have been responsive?
So it's literally at this point my community on social media who have been people who have been donating to me. I am not in charge of the figures at this point. So yeah, I mean, it's something as simple as I had a former student of mine read about what happened, and he wanted to send me some money. He's 18 years old, and I was like, hey, you keep your money, you have your whole future ahead of you. And he's like, no, but I have this job now, and I wouldn't have gotten that job if you didn't, help me get my English to where it is now.
Sure.
And it was so beautiful. These little things like that that's really what's keeping me going.
Listen, let's get an angel in next, see if we can get the ball rolling and make a difference for Melina Melitakos on the show this morning. Good morning, angels. We'll continue next.
That there's people like you guys from the radio station that are able to step out and help families in need like this.
So let's get an angel in this morning and see if we can get the ball rolling and make a small difference. It is my pleasure to welcome back on the show Maria Pavli on behalf of Lotto Star. Good to see you. How are you doing?
Thanks so much. It's so great to be here.
Thanks for being here. And I believe you've got some good news. As I said, let's see if we can get the ball rolling and be of some assistance. But knowing you, knowing Lotto Star.
We do have a little surprise for you today. As some of the listeners will know, we always run our How Lucky Can You Get campaign with Jacaranda. And in that, we raise funds for charity, sometimes specific charities. And in the most recent past, it all goes to Good Morning Angels, where we deal with whichever causes pop up at the time. So in the campaign last year, which was in 2019, we managed to raise 230,000 rand. So we would like to increase this today for Melina to 300,000 rand in order to cover her deposits for her surgery and obviously get you going back to your road to recovery.
I don't think I have the right words really right now. It's very difficult to articulate my gratitude because it's literally my life that is being saved. So thank you.
For sure. We're more than happy to help.
Yeah. So, Maria Lotta Starr, thank you so much again. You are most generous people, great angels this morning. And to you, all the best, eh?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to say one more thing, which is that when I lie in my bed at night and I think about all of this and like, why is this happening to me, that kind of thing. I cannot rationalize it, as in there's an inherent meaning in this. I can't find that in it. But I've realized that I need to create the meaning right now. Like, this is my chance to create meaning out of this. Mm-hmm. And if it's about raising awareness, then I want my story to be used. If it's about making people, more aware about how fragile life is, then please do it. I mean, I'm 28 years old and I have a massive tumor on my brain. It could happen to anyone, literally anyone. And so I really want to use this to, I don't know, pay it forward.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
It ain't going to be there for much longer.
No.
It is coming out.
It has to come out. It has to.
It is coming out.
It has to.
The money is there. All the best. Melina, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love to your family and Elsie.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Good morning, angels.
Oh, my word. You guys are amazing.
You got me sitting in my car, yeah, with tears in my eyes.
Changing lives every Wednesday with Martin Bester.